Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And we continue to stream stories of entrepreneurship every day. And you can find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. That's quite a network we've built with Radio Entrepreneurs. And we're going to need it for this next guest, Steve Booten, CEO, Sensible Medical, Inc. And Steve, I'm very interested in that product behind you. Because of some people that I know that I'm close with. Why don't you tell us about the business?
Yeah, basically what myself and approximately 20 other entrepreneurs across the country, we're independent manufacturers representatives. And we have, marketed and represented these different manufacturers in the surgical medical realm. And when COVID hit, the SARS virus hit, we said, wait a minute, we've established all these good relationships. It's time maybe we can find something that we can protect the people that have provided us a living for all these years. And so we did our research and we found the Jade. It's manufactured by a company up in Toronto called Surgically Clean Air, right here in back of me. And it's a portable unit. It allows intervention to protect and preserve the continuation of health or business by installing these immediately without any infrastructural cost to retrofit.
So, very interesting, and I'm sure we'll get into it. What's your background that led you to this?
My background has been in ophthalmology the last 14 years, actually more now, 16. You lose track as you get younger. I've been in the medical field since I got out of University of Massachusetts Amherst back in the late 70s. So you can tell I'm a young squirt. So all this experience and everything taught me one thing. I've been in the OR countless times with many of these physicians, and I felt it was time that not only I, but many of my other cohorts, we did something to pay back and offer something at a very reasonable price to protect their staff and themselves.
So again, I understand the medical background. When did you make the jump from physician to entrepreneur? Is this your first attempt?
We actually made that actual jump back in 2013. I made that actual full-fledged jump, 2013. And that's when we basically took the company I was representing, moved to Mexico. And so they said bye-bye to all us managers. And I said, okay, time to roll out of the other side of the bed and represent the same, basically the same product line in ophthalmology surgically that I was.
So what makes Jade so special?
All right, two very important things that is a constant, informational aspect we have to get across. And that is number one, this is not a unit you will go on to Consumer Reports or you will go on to the internet, Amazon.com or Lowe's or Home Depot and find. It is a medical grade commercial unit. And that's why you won't find it in these listings of, 50 different air purifiers, because those are all home bedroom type purifiers. What they'll do, they'll do a great job for home, for pet dander, for pollen, for smoke, for some other things. I mean, we also do the smoke and the pollen and all those things, but the real difference is what this will do. This actually, from a particulate matter standpoint, aerosolized particulates, I think everybody's heard about aerosolized particulates of late. Thank God that scientific knowledge is not being suppressed anymore. And what happens is these can hang in the air for up to 16 hours. These are all less than 0.3 microns, all right, or smaller. That means that 100 microns will equal one hair, which I don't have on my head, all right? But that's the thickness of one hair will equal 100 microns. We go all the way down. This guy in back of me goes all the way down and you have to filter.
Get back in front of your speaker.
Say that again.
Move back to your speaker. You faded out.
This six-stage unit right here that's in back of me will actually purify the air down to 0.0025 microns. So as I said, 100 microns is one strand of hair. We go down to 0.0025 microns. All these other units on the market don't go below 0.3 microns. So in other words, what's the size of COVID-19? 0.06 to 0.14 microns. I know I'm getting a little scientific here, but that's the reality. You ask me what the difference is, that's key. People that think they can buy these $100 to even $800 units and put them in a clinical environment and they're going to capture SARS COVID-19, because don't forget, the guys that actually invented this, this technology, was actually the 2003 SARS virus. So it was actually invented by and researched by medical professionals for medical professionals.
So Steve, I've heard that this product can help entrepreneurs stay in business during this time. Is that true, and how does that happen?
Well, that's the key. If you look at the Boston Globe this morning, as I referred to you a little earlier, Rhode Island, they built in the convention center 600 beds for emergency application for SARS. And what's going to happen, I think, again, is that you're going to see elective surgeries either postponed or stopped, because they're going to need the staff. They have to have the staff. If they don't have the staff, they're even calling retired physicians to come back in and work because they're so short on staff at these hospitals. That's not if we get a surge on a surge like Dr. Fauci is saying we're going to get. So what this will do, what the Jade will help do, is not only from a business but from a clinical standpoint, preserve the continuity of care. It'll keep patients. It'll minimize the fear factor of patients not coming in for their scheduled appointments. And as we know, even in business, it'll reduce the fear factor. Even if you own a shop or a restaurant, if you have these, there's a much less propensity that there's going to be any cross transmission of the SARS virus, specifically COVID-19.
Interesting. But right now you're selling predominantly to only medical facilities, correct?
We are. We actually 3 months ago signed the contract with Surgically Clean Air in Toronto to specialize in the medical arena. But just to show you how widespread this is, we also have delved into other areas. We did not sell them, but Northeastern University bought 200 of these units for their labs and other areas in the university. Tufts University has been using this in the dental side for over 4 years, the same technology. And there was a big brother to this that came out previous to this, but the same technology. And they've been using this in their dental school, in the clinics, and in their lobotomy lab.
We've been speaking with Steve Booten, CEO, Sensible Medical, Inc., quite an innovative product for mostly for medical use, but for those who need it, very important. You can find Steve at steveb@sensiblemedical.net, and just look up on your browser, Sensible Medical, and I'll get to Steve directly and find out more about this product. We're going to have Steve back on Radio Entrepreneurs, because clearly this is an important product being developed. I want to thank you for being on the show today, Steve.